Okay, I'm finishing up trying to get this jello to dissolve and not overcook on me now, because I had turned that off, and it's, well, I guess I didn't. Oh, okay, get what I get. It's been one of those days, yeah?
It's about all we can do is, you know, laugh about it.
Oh, boy. And this has clumped and done everything else. Oh, I think I ruined this jello. Oh, I guess something had to be screwed up. Why not?
I'll go ahead and pause this for a second.
Just putting little slits in the cake. I think she must serve this in the pan. I don't know how you would do it otherwise.
I think she does, because I got thinking about that after I said that, and I'm like, you'd almost have to go ahead.
Yeah, you know, poking holes in the cake and trying not to go all the way through, but it's almost inevitable.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, now that this has been... You're just trying to cut little, you know, poke little holes everywhere so that the jello can go in. I hope this jello isn't burned, because if it is, we'll be doing another batch. Oh, it actually is straightening itself out.
Woohoo!
I think so.
Nice.
Yay! It's got some clumpies in it. Not sure how I'm going to get those clumpies out of here, but... Give it your all and try and...
That's about all you can do.
Okay, stop it for a while. I'm going to pour it over the cake, and then the next thing I want to do is... Pause recording. Pause
recording. So now Shawnee's pouring the jello mixture over the top of the cake.
I won't necessarily be able to talk exactly.
So... That's why I went ahead and filled in for you.
And this is, you definitely have to do it inside the pan. I may, wow, oh boy, this has got to get washed because it's clumpy. I may have to do another cake. I don't know, this was low in the pan.
Yeah, usually, come to think of it, Mom does do like a double layer. She does do like a double layer.
Well, then we'll have two single layer little pieces, and it'll just have to be what
one thing she does. Hold on a minute.
Okay, so now we are on the final part to this mess, and it is we're gonna add the powdered sugar to lemon juice and make a frosting of sorts, and I'm trying to get a rubber band that has been tied onto here tighter than Fort Knox off of the powdered sugar momentarily. It will come off somewhere. Let's hope it comes off sooner rather than later. Then I'm going to add that to the mixture. The powdered sugar, that is. Not the rubber band. Okay. Yeah, it's been one of those days. See. But, you know, I decided, well, I'm just going to publish these anyway because, You know, it's a part of life. Things happen. We mess up, and it's just how you carry yourself and try to get it put forward to getting it done. I'm going to take a fork now and try to mix this all in. And what you want is a crumbly type mixture. The cake is going to taste good, but it'll end up looking like the devil because I ended up screwing up the Jell-O. And it's going to be small and thin, but oh well, I don't really care anymore. I'm not here to... We want to try to make things look really cool and pretty and everything and special, but if we can't get it done, then just do what we can do. There we go. And it's coming out pretty good. It's a little creamier than I probably would like, but that's okay, you know. Oh, well. That's why they put erasers on pencils, and now, you know, we'll be putting the powdering on the cake here momentarily, and you do it while it's fairly warm, and I probably won't be able to stop the recording once I get that started. My left hand is already kind of goobery. I just wanted to make sure I get this all stirred in here. It's been an adventure, but you know, normally it's not like that. If you can just keep everything relaxed, methodical, organized, that's what I rather go for. But hey, this is good. It turned out to be kind of like a glaze, and you know, I kind of like the glaze better than the crumble, so all's well that is ending, all right? So we'll just take this over here to the cake and pour it on and, you know, just spread it. That's all we can do. Hey, it tastes really good, but it just doesn't look very good. Ooh, it'll have a nice frosting on it, though. That's kind of cool. Yeah, things aren't all bad. That's a good part. You know, it doesn't have to all end up being bad. Life is what you make of it. When you're handed a bunch of lemons, you gotta make lemonade, you know? That's the whole truth of it. Todd was going to try to go into work today, but we're just so behind the eight ball, and the more we hurry, the more things get screwed up. So it's kind of a lesson, you know, don't hurry. You know, it's, you know, either do the party or do whatever we got to do, but don't hurry. Because things get messed up that way. Well, I believe that is about all the frosting I can get out of here. Oh, wow, that's going to be cool. And it will turn into a glaze. And, oh, I like that. Okay, it may look like the devil, but it is not bad.